Chapter 12, A Prisoner with Power. As I entered and saluted, Locus Tomo signaled me to advance, and fixing his great hideous eyes upon me, addressed me thus.
You have been with us a few days, yet during that time you have by your prowess won a high position among us. Be that as it may, you are not one of us. You owe us no allegiance. Your position is a peculiar one, he continued. You are a prisoner, and yet you give commands which must be obeyed. You are an alien, and yet you are a Thakian chieftain. You are a midget, and yet you can kill a mighty warrior with one blow of your fist. And now you are reported to have been plotting to escape with another prisoner of another race, a prisoner who, from her own admission, half believes you are returned from the Valley of Dor. Either one of these accusations, if proved, would be sufficient grounds for your execution. But we are just people, and you shall have a trial on our return to Thark, if Tal-Hajis so commands. But, he continued in his fierce guttural tones, if you run off with the Red Girl, it is I who shall have to account to Tal-Hajis. It is I who shall have to face Tars-Tarkas, and either demonstrate my right to command, or the metal from my dead carcass will go to a better man, for such is the custom of the Tharks. I have no quarrel with Tars-Tarkas. Together we rule supreme the greatest of the lesser communities among the green men. We do not wish to fight between ourselves, and so if you were dead, John Carter, I should be glad. Under two conditions only, however, may you be killed by us without orders from Tal-Hajis. In personal combat and self-defense, should you attack one of us, or were you apprehended in an attempt to escape? As a matter of justice, I must warn you that we only await one of these two excuses for ridding ourselves of so great a responsibility. The safe delivery of the Red Girl to Tal-Hajis is of the greatest importance. Not in 1,000 years have the Tharks made such a capture. She is the granddaughter of the greatest of the Red Jeddaks, who is also our bitterest enemy. I have spoken. The Red Girl told us that we were without the softer sentiments of humanity, but we are a just and truthful race. You may go. Turning, I left the audience chamber. So this was the beginning of Sarkoja's persecution. I knew that none other could be responsible for this report which had reached the ears of Locus Tomal so quickly. And now I recalled those portions of our conversation which had touched upon escape and upon my origin. Sarkoja was at this time Tartaka's oldest and most trusted female. As such, she was a mighty power behind the throne, for no warrior had the confidence of Locus Tomal to such an extent as did his ablest lieutenant, Tars-Tarkas.